I know you love the sound of some of this. Okay, it might not be your team's fight song, Jack Trudeau,
but it means
Big Ten football.
Yeah, I like Big Ten football. And, of course, when I played in the end, we didn't hear this song very often because I don't remember even scoring against us.
So you had to wait until after you graduated from the Fighting Illini to hear the IU fight song.
Yeah, I go to a lot of games down there. My daughter was down there last year.
I like Bloomington as well.
My son's going down there as a freshman.
You know what they have in Bloomington, by the way?
What's that?
The Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Yes, they do.
There's a new one down there?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, well, I've got a place to go to eat.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. But there's a lot of other good places down there, but it's a great school. It's just football's been a tough sport for them. They're in the which division, Zach?
Leaders.
There you go. See, that's a little quiz.
You know what I was going to ask our next guest at? IU football.
He knows. He knows.
Parted ways last year with Bill Lynch after four seasons. Going to open this year at Lucas Oil Stadium. September the 3rd against Ball State.
Yeah.
Big Ten season begins October the 1st in Bloomington.
He's getting his
Penn
guys
State.
Used to playing at Lucas Oil for when they play in the Big Ten championship
Let's
game.
Welcome him right now on the MasterCard Celebrity Hotline. Joining us is first-year head coach at IU, Kevin Wilson. Kevin, congratulations and thanks for joining us. How are you?
Not doing as good as you guys. You guys got a bunch of jokes this morning. What's happening?
Well, I was going to tell you for that Penn State game, be careful that coach doesn't pull out any old tricks on you there, coach, when you open up the Big Ten season against Penn State. You sound like you've been doing some screaming at practice, coach. Are we yelling at the players already?
No, we're yelling at media guys, and they don't have a clue. But anyway, it's cool. What's up?
You're not referring to us, are you,
no,
coach?
No, let me ask, though. I got
to
know.
I'm referring to that fight song. I remember putting 61 on the Illini a few years back, too, when I was at Northwestern, and they kind of stuck at the time, too. So, anyway, I got some things to do, guys. What do you guys need?
you want to already get rid of us, coach?
Very much so. So what's happening?
Did he say very much so?
Yeah. I don't have time to listen to guys talk about fight songs in Indiana, no tradition. So the tradition of 2011 is we're working hard, getting ready to roll, and looking forward to preseason's going a good way, looking forward to Ball State, looking forward to Big Ten play. So how can I help you guys?
Well, here's how you can help us. Tell us how you're going to get IU into a bowl game. They haven't been here for three straight years, so I don't want to label your tradition. You tell me about it.
And the key to doing that is scoring more points than the opposition and playing good defense, kicking game.
You know, coach, you've got a job to do, and I appreciate that, and. Yeah, you know, we were joking around simply because we're trying to, you know, talk about a program that's not been very good, and you understand that. So to come on here and have kind of an attitude with us is not very fair, coach.
That's just how Big Ten. I mean, every year is a different year. Every year is a different year. Every season is a different season. Past successes, past failures have nothing to do with the future. And the young men are working pretty hard. I think last year, you know, this program, you look at a year ago, 5-7, year before that, 4-8, lost seven Big Ten games by less than a touchdown where you're leading in the fourth quarter tied. So, again, we look forward to the challenges. It's not climbing Mount Everest, and I just don't like being on hold with guys cracking jokes about a program. So, take not being an Indiana alum, but I take a little bit of pride in what we do and take a little pride in winning at Northwestern, winning a Big Ten championship, take a little pride in being a little Miami and beating North Carolina and Virginia Tech and Northwestern when they're ranked. So take a little pride in doing a good job up here, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
Well, Coach, you know, I don't appreciate your attitude, really. And you know, we do have a radio show, and we do have to entertain. And if you don't understand that, then I'm a little disappointed in a school that needs to have some publicity, some good publicity go your way. I'm a little surprised at your attitude, Coach.
I'm a little shocked too. I mean, I'm not sure how much in demand.
I can have pride in my school too, but you know what? There are times when you know there are other things going on in the world, and you know to come on our show and have an attitude, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
Yeah, we're going to let you go, Coach, but thanks for joining us anyhow on the MasterCard Celebrity Hotline and still supporting Stand Up to Cancer. You know, IU football, how much attention do they really get?
Zero.
How much media guys do you really deal with, Coach? And by the way, who brought up the history? I didn't even bring up their record last year, did I? Who brought up the losses last year? I don't want to talk about the past, and that's all we talked about.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to make excuses for the man, but he's a new coach down there trying to change an attitude. I get that. But the fact of the matter is, their program stinks, and it has stunk. And anybody from Indiana that wants to argue the other side of that, you're full of it. And for him to come on this show and act that way is pathetic. And, I mean, last time we had him on, he was a good guy. He was excited to be there.
That's right.
And he should be. But you know what? The attitude is baloney. He's a head football coach who's got to recruit. And if anybody heard him would go, that guy's an ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not right. I'm sad my kid's going there.
You know, I'm totally disappointed as well.
We talked about the questions we were going to ask.
Okay, we're going to ask about. I even said before the segment, which of the two redshirt sophomore quarterbacks is going to be the starter this year?
That was,
is he going to go to platoon? Is that talking about the past? Did we get a chance to even
you know
do
what,
that?
You know what? I thought this guy had a pretty good chance of being successful. If that's his attitude and he was really honest with us right there, that's the way he's going to be. He's got no chance.
No, I'm really
there's a guy that's
him.
In over his head that's got no chance to be successful, and I feel bad for the guy. That was one of the worst interviews I've ever heard.
And you know what?
A head football coach
and Joe Lynch
in college
was
football?
A class guy too.
What a
you know
joke.
What? And I expect more from IU, to be honest with you. Okay, because
wow.
Bill Lynch was a class guy that just got ousted after 4 years.
That's pathetic. I'm so disappointed in that guy, and I'm going to be around a lot of big Indiana people today, and I'm going to tell every one of them the same thing. That's pathetic.
The Big Ten rivalry just got better. Now you do have a rival, Jack.
Oh, my line. I'm calling Ron Zook today. I'm going to tell him to pound Indiana when he gets a chance. That's pathetic.
And run up the score the way Jim Harbaugh did against Pete
Come on,
Carroll.
Coach.
Run up the score.
You know, the thing about college football, and let's not talk about Kevin Wilson anymore. College football head coaches are supposed to be dynamic guys that have a personality. That's how you have success. Because mm-hmm. you got to recruit,
right.
Zach. You got to walk into a guy's house that doesn't want to necessarily play for you. And you got to be a good recruiter, and you got to understand people, and you got to be able to deal with them. It's like Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods can't just say one word answers. He's got to be a good guy.
But what does Kevin Wilson want? Does he want people to say, hey, how are you going to take IU football to the next level? You haven't won a bowl game since 1991.
Yeah, let's move on.
You know you're going into a cleanup situation. You know what?
Start watching Brady Hoke
and how he handles the media, coach, and see a way a guy that's about to win in Michigan and a guy that I'll be rooting for.
You know what's amazing? I'm going to say one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to do well.
I'd like to
see him do well. And he comes on the show and acts that way. Jesus.
All right. Kevin Wilson. By the way, when we have that podcast at our FoxSportsRadio.com page, we want to just go ahead and put it there. Why not? It'll be up there later. Seth Everett. Now we got to deal with Seth Everett after that?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Seth better be careful today.
All right. This segment is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Take 5-Hour Energy when you have a lot to do, you can't afford a letdown, or when you're dealing with a coach that comes on the radio with a bad attitude. Jack, don't you use it? It helps.
He should have used 5-Hour Energy. Maybe he would have had a little better mood. Who knows? Maybe he had a bad day of practice yesterday. Maybe he didn't get up right, and he didn't take his 5-Hour Energy to get his morning going. 5-Hour Energy, I use it. It works. And right now, I'm taking a deep breath, calming down.
Count to 10?
I am.
Count to 20.
I can't count that high. I get to 10, I start losing track.
Let me ask you this. One last thing here. When you were in your teens, being recruited by college football coaches, would you hear a guy like that on the radio and want to go play for him?
No. Maybe Bobby Knight talked to him about how you're supposed to be caustic with the media.
Bob Knight won. Good luck, Coach Wilson.